All right, we in the building. You know what's crazy, dude?
Mm.
My dog normally barks and wilds out when there's somebody outside. The only time, or one of the few times that he doesn't do that is when I'm recording. And I've never like, you know, been in a situation where he's done it and I've had to stop him or whatever. It's like, you know. He's got a good sense of me recording and doesn't really do it, I guess. Or it,
maybe what you should do is that if he's ever bugging out, just have a couple episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond on your DVR. Go ahead and throw that on.
Yo, that's still one of the funniest things.
Oh, absolutely.
It's one of the greatest things ever.
That is what we in the business call top shelf.
that is exactly what that is.
No idea what business I'm talking about, but top shelf.
We in the radio podcasting biz call top shelf.
The non-radio business.
Right? Yeah, I'm having a hard time explaining to adults I'm an adult myself, explaining to the elders what podcasts are. Like, trying to explain it to my parents is like, they're like, what? Like, all right, never mind.
I got to give a shout out to someone who I don't think is listening, but my man Casio, DJ Casio, who is one of the only DJs in the country. And it's funny because I think there are three of us who I'm thinking of who are in California, but one of two DJs who I think is who had a longer running college radio show than I did. Mm. But he posted the other day, he said something like, stop calling your show a radio show if you're not on the radio. Totally fair. And I read it and I was like, oh man, that's messed up, dude.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. That definitely sucks. You're right. Sorry, man. We got to give you a bar for this one, bro. It's gonna happen. It's not changing. But you are right though. And yeah, no, that's how it works. You're absolutely right.
I'm going to claim my pass though.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. As well.
Like if you're in prison for more of your life than you're not in prison, you're a prisoner. Forever.
That's the end of the story.
No matter how free you are.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the time that this just basically all converts back to radio somehow.
Hmm. Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's going to happen. Yeah. Well, you and these brainwaves. I don't even have an opening question because I'm so tired of you discussing brainwaves.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd have to make up an opening question right now. I know, that's crazy, right?
See. Come on.
I actually had one, freestyle. But then we started talking about other stuff. So it's great. Hey, yo, Kev.
Okay.
Yeah, stupid opening question.
Okay.
You got all your Christmas shopping done yet?
Why stop now?
They've
Christmas
all been
shopping?
Great. Yeah. You got all your Christmas shopping done yet?
Yes.
Did you have any to do? You acting like you had none to do.
I didn't.
No, you're not one of these people that ordered everything from Amazon and left it at that, are you?
I do a good amount of that, but I've actually done not a ton of Christmas shopping over the last.
Man,
I have a good team. I have a good team. I have a good supporting cast.
You put the squad on it. Okay, I see you.
All I know is that I'm waiting for certain people to call me out on like birthday cards that are drawn by my daughter when my daughter is like 27 years old. I'm man enough to admit it. Listen, I'll be like calling her and she's like at a law firm or she's in the operating room. I'm like, I know you're busy. I get it. Nope. Fix your face. No, I don't want to hear that heavy breathe. Listen, I need you to draw. Go get your crayons. I need you to draw a card. I know you're 27. Stop.
That. Okay. We'll see y'all on the other side. I'm so sorry. We'll see y'all on the other side.
Radio.
Yo, what up? You know what? I didn't even say this in the very beginning. You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
Yep.
Thank y'all for listening.
Happy. You know what? We didn't even say happy Christmas. Merry New Year.
Happy. Okay. Happy Christmas then. Wait, is it? Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Wait, will it be Christmas by the time this airs?
I don't know.
I think it'll be a couple days before Christmas when this airs.
We're certainly close enough.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas then.
Yeah.
Yo, I have a weird thing against people who like get upset when you say whatever particular holiday you're celebrating. You know what I'm saying?
Happy Hanukkah.
I'd be like, look, dude, it ain't that serious. You know what I'm saying? Just don't say it back. But
Blessed Kwanzaa. What else?
Have you done the thing? Have you done the thing where you had to, where you've explained like why this season happens? Not particularly the Christian reason, but just in general.
To the kid?
Yeah.
What do you mean though? I want to unpack that a little bit. Are you talking about the commerce aspect of it or the like the capitalist aspect of it?
Well, I'm just talking about how like.
Like when I take her to the side, you know, at least once or twice a week, I'm like, so listen, when I told you about the man, that's what I'm talking about. And whenever I say the man, I do air quotes with my fingers.
And she gets it. there are a couple things. Like it's like before we get into Out Here Tripping, I do have like a so the whole Santa Claus thing, you know, my 12-year-old's not into it, so she's old enough to know.
Okay.
I talked to her about that when she was, I guess, like...
The funny thing is, last time I saw you, I almost asked you about... I meant to ask you about it, and I forgot.
Yeah, no, my little one, she's into it. She's my 4-year-old. Okay. She's still into it, but she's not as into it, though. Like, she really caught on early that they're coming from us. But maybe that's just the way that I discuss it, because I'm like you. I don't do none of the Christmas shopping. Well, I'm saying this, but I'm kind of talking outside of my neck, because I ain't really doing the Christmas shopping either. So there's that. But
and I'm not saying her name on purpose, but the young one already sort of is on to you.
A little bit, because she's picking out things and knowing that we're getting them is kind of.
I also just realized something super entertaining.
What's that?
Is that I have made supreme efforts just now over the last 45 seconds to not give away the game on Santa Claus when I have uttered all types of terrible curse words on this podcast just about every episode. No, every episode.
Hey.
Since we started.
Santa does too if he has to fit down that chimney, which ain't real. I mean, most people from the hood knew Santa Claus.
Like, you want to be a fucking dentist? Get out of here.
Nah,
you better go make them toys.
Yeah, you better get busy paint stripes on candy, nigga.
Yep.
Yeah, nah, not you know, but I kind of try to keep the holiday like about the pageantry of the holiday. Like, I think that's actually the fun part for kids. You know what I'm saying? So I try not to ruin it for them. You know what I mean? But I know it's a whole lot of like soldiers out there that says, don't be telling your kids to enjoy their life like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be like, all right, man. You know, settle down, B.
Yeah, what was it that just came up recently where somebody like totally blew it? Now I forget what it was, but there was something that came up where somebody kind of like, and I think they just messed up. Like, it felt like it was just like an honest mistake, but they blew it. And it was like, wow, you just totally sold Santa out. And to like children. It might have even been Trump. I don't even know who it was, but it was like, really, it was like, oh, dude, like, just, come on.
Yeah, chill out, yeah.
But I mean, come on. You think back to when you were a kid. And I mean, you know, I would imagine that, you know, there are various levels of religious belief in the holiday as well. And I would imagine, if anything, you may have been more religiously inclined than I was. But it was about, you got excited about getting stuff.
Yeah.
Me. I got excited about getting stuff.
Me too.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, and then you believe in it, whatever. But I don't know. I wonder about my kid. She definitely believes, but I've also put her through so much nonsense, like trying, like you know, tricking her and stuff like that, that she's like, she's mastered the side eye already at me. So when I say something to her with a totally straight face, she's like, whatever. You're messing, you know. Are you messing with me?
She already knows. That is a child wise beyond her years. Let's get into Out Here Tripping, man. Because you already, you know, you mentioned Trump already. So Melania Trump is out here tripping, babe.
Yep.
The, you know, First Lady of the United States defends her son from bullying while having her own, you know, initiative against bullying, be best, while ignoring her husband's bullying of Greta Thunberg, USA Today reports.
Right.
So, to kind of clarify the situation, like, just kind of unwrap it all really quickly, is so Trump had his Twitter rant about, or man, not so much a rant, but Twitter statements about Greta Thunberg, basically telling her to chill out.
Named the Time Person of the Year, young Greta.
Yeah, Time Person. That's true. I named Lizzo, or stated that Lizzo was Time Artist of the Year, but did not state that Greta Thunberg is Time Person of the Year. Deservingly right. So that is my bad. So in response to Pamela Carlin, who kind of made a snide remark during testimony, impeachment testimony, about the president's son, right? Melania was pretty upset, basically saying her quote was, "A minor child deserves privacy and should be kept out of politics. Pamela Carlin, you should be ashamed of your very angry and obviously biased public pandering and using a child to do it." Okay. Right.
Okay. So let's just take a half a step back.
Okay.
Because I went and made sure that I knew, because I watched a decent amount of Professor Carlin's testimony.
Sheesh.
That was like part of the part that I actually caught, but I totally missed this until later. What she said was, and I can't put it into entire context, but I think this sort of explains a little bit more what she said, or it is what she said. "Contrary to what President Trump says," this is her quote, "Article 2 of the Constitution does not give him the power to do anything he wants. And I'll just give you one example that shows you the difference between him and a king, which is the Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son Baron, he cannot make him a Baron." That was the sick burn that everybody flipped out about.
Okay. Yeah, that was fresh, though. But, yeah, it wasn't that serious.
I mean, it really wasn't. That said, if I'm a mom, you talk about my kid, I'm going to tell you to keep my kid's name out of your mouth. And, you know, and there you go.
Yeah.
Unless your husband is that guy.
We'll see, but that's the thing. I'm not actually mad at Melania on this one for the reason you just stated. Like, I get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And to some degree, I know a lot of people are going to be upset with me about this, but Greta Thunberg is different from Barron Trump. You know what I'm saying? Because she is an outspoken activist, as Melania sort of alluded to or stated. You know what I'm saying? She does communicate differently, and that's that is not to say that she deserves any of the bullying that Trump gives her. You know what I'm saying? But right. I don't know that young man. I don't really particularly want him to suffer because of his father's ignorance, although that's basically the nature of things. But, you know, I'm not looking for that dude to have an unhappy life or any of that nonsense. So I kind of understand where she's coming from. But I do think that it goes a little odd with the Be Best initiative, though. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of contradiction.
Yeah.
In the situation, you know. First of all, quick side note. There was a still photo in the article of Donald Trump Melania and
God,
then Baron walking,
so
walking a little bit behind.
Yeah.
No, well, the thing about it is that from the best I could tell, and especially because of the fact that he makes fun of people's height so much, and but then you see him with people whose height you have a general gauge of, and he seems, Donald Trump seems like a you know, relatively average to tall person, right?
Right.
In that photo, Baron, who is 13 years old, looks like he's 7 foot 14 inches tall.
He looks like he's towering. I thought they photoshopped him into that picture. Because he looks like he's towering over them.
Like, it literally looks like one of those photos of the dude with the Photoshop dog that's super huge.
It was crazy,
but
dude.
I'm like, I mean, I say all this, and this is not meant to trigger anybody. He always looked like a kid who was like tall for his age, right?
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, you know, don't talk about the kid, but I'm like, literally this, like, I'm looking at this kid and I'm like, no matter what happens, whether this lasts 4 years or 8 years or whatever, whatever he remembers of this, this is his origin story, y'all. So whether he goes to the light side or the dark side, we did this.
We did.
You can look back at Rap Sucks Radio episode 40 and realize that I told you, you did this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think the former president, his daughters enjoyed a pretty, you know, pretty good life in the White House, it seemed as though. It seemed like they were able to grow up comfortably and, you know, be in a spotlight enough to be enjoyed by fans of the president, of the former president, and, you know, his family was out there enough they were beloved.
Right.
And I can only speak from being from the side of people that beloved that president, that really liked that family. And I'm sure there are people who feel the same about Trump's family. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not all the way sold on you know, bringing kids into the game. Although I don't think that that wasn't anything other than a fresh burn, though. And you can name your son Baron, but he ain't a Baron. Like, I think that was fire. I think that was absolute fire.
That,
you know what I'm saying?
That was not fire.
That was fire.
That was trying to be fire.
I thought it was fire.
That was barely a spark.
All right. Is that like fire?
On a very moist day.
It wasn't fire. All right.
I mean, you know,
I thought it was a little bit of flame. I did not heat that way.
It wasn't like I turned on the you know, it wasn't like I finished watching the Dave Chappelle special on Netflix, and then it was like, you may also like, and just kicked into the Professor Carlin impeachment hearing testimony, you know, without watching the credits to know who was the key grip on the Chappelle. No, that didn't happen. So no, I wasn't expecting her to come with the sick burn. It wasn't, but no. And then, you know, the reaction. And then she apologized. That's the thing.
Yeah, I hate when they do that.
And we're going to get into the difference between men and women in the next topic, which is, which we've gotten into before, which is that women are humans and men are idiots.
Oh, yeah. Well, men are not allowed to be human. I think that's one thing. We could talk. We could discuss that another
two times in this impeachment testimony that I know of, and there might be more, women said something that they were called out on and immediately turned around in the same day of testimony and apologized. Not just to men, not just to children, but to other women. And
right.
So let's first of all recognize that.
Sure.
And yeah. Something you said earlier, the fact that Melania's campaign, which I still don't really know if Be Best means anything. It is purported to be an anti-bullying campaign.
Yes, it is.
However, I don't understand what Be Best means.
I mean, she seems like she's in a situation where she is doing way more shit than she wanted to do.
Because one could rightfully argue that while Donald Trump may be the biggest bully who has ever held the office of president, he is being the best that he can be. He just happens to be a very large asshole. But he's trying, maybe. And by the way, that tweet that he wrote about Greta was rock solid in my book. He did not write that.
No, he didn't.
Orangina did not write that tweet. He hit a few different notes in that tweet. He talked about her yelling or being angry, which is super, not just ageist, but sexist.
Yes, part one.
Also said chill, which is like, okay, that was a one word. I was like, that was solid. Because global warming, the whole... I'm like, that was deep. You did not write that. So whoever wrote that in the White House, kudos. But aside from that, you're such a dick. Like, good Lord. I mean... Whatever.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't have to go too much further. I just think that I'm okay with the idea of leaving kids out of it that don't want to be involved, or, you know, that don't know whether they want to be involved or not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm not okay.
And I'm also good with the president staying out of criticizing any kids or anybody for anything.
I think that's probably that also goes. Yeah, that's part of my next part. I'm not okay with not defending that if you're a part of the Be Best thing. And I know it's difficult to question her husband in this situation, but you're basically leading your son into more and more fire by doing it this way. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you probably got to think of the best way to protect your son, you know?
I want to know what the Vegas odds are on Baron becoming either the Batman or Joker.
Yeah,
because it's one or the other.
I'm going.
There's no middle ground.
I'm going 80. I'm going 80% Joker. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting.
Although, you know, there's some argument that Batman was truly the bad guy. But anyway, let's go on to the next topic. Yeah,
okay. Move along. By the way, I didn't get to toot my own horn on that last one. Let's just go ahead and end it out with the title.
Go ahead. You got it.
The title of the segment and the topic we just covered was "Silence Your Old Team America Puppet Looking Ass."
That's exactly.
I'm not saying who I was talking about, but we all know who I was talking about. Yeah. All right, let's go on.
America, fuck yeah. let's go. Well, we got to go from one title king to the next title king.
Okay.
Meanwhile. This is the title, y'all. Meanwhile, the Hollywood Foreign Press still snickers immaturely when they say Golden Globes. Kev, why are you like that?
That was a French giggle.
As the Hollywood Foreign Press Association excludes women in directing and screenplay categories, and Best Picture is dominated by macho stories, experts question what needs to change in Hollywood to truly impact the awards landscape. The source is Hollywood Reporter. The discussion here is why is Hollywood kind of consistently turning back the clock in these situations? That's what I took from this. And the note here is one of my favorite notes that I ever get to write down. When I'm preparing for the show, I simply type, Kev, take it away.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Trek. As two men, who are men and who are also
That is true, yes.
Yes, as two men who are men, let's start there. And who are also not movie people men.
Fair. Point.
My contention is that we are probably not like super well qualified to discuss the intricacies of this issue from all the multifaceted aspects of the argument.
Right.
But I will say that any disenfranchised group, you know, just sort of being quiet and quote unquote knowing their place, has not ever worked very well to advance their cause, right?
Right.
So I don't think we need to get super deep into it, which is my way of saying every topic where you say take it away, Kev, is going to be very concise and brief. But yeah, I mean, mostly I wanted to call this out, one, to show that we're super woke.
Which we are.
Super down for the cause, but also really just to get off that title. But let's... The fact that, one, every single award show faces an issue like this.
Right. Right.
Nowadays, right? Which either means that anytime men or white men or men in power make the argument about things being too PC or going too far, when it happens every single time, it's like, you know what? No, maybe we're just a bunch of idiots.
That is actually true. I also think, man, like, we're very, all of us, like, this is an everybody thing. This isn't just a white people thing. Maybe in some groups, there's more of this than others, but we're very much unwilling to accept, like, a counter to our personal image. You see what I'm saying? If
sure, yeah.
If the idea is that, you know, black women are strong and powerful and loud, and you put a, you know, strong in a different manner, maybe a quiet and calculated black woman in a picture, it doesn't test very well. If the idea is that Asian women are passive and submissive, and you put a, I'm not going to use the word strong because that doesn't mean, like, you know, to be quiet doesn't mean to be weak, but you put a more aggressive, more, let's use the word pushy, Asian woman in a movie, it doesn't test well. You know what I'm saying?
And unless she's doing kung fu, in which case everyone's cool with it.
Yeah, but even then, there still has to be this, like, baby doll-esque type of vision to go with it. And the thing here I'm saying is, and it still is this idea that it's out of place. So if you take this, you know, using Hispanic and Latina women, there's certain images that go there, and white women, there's images that go there, and we can't seem to break this ideology that people have to be a certain way because we believe that's who they are. You know what I'm saying? Even in more, especially in movies, which are supposed to be fantasy. So even if all of those images are true, you can put the opposite in a movie and that should be comfortable because that's this isn't reality. You know what I'm saying? But we have to have this certain light acceptance or light peace of how we believe the world is. You see what I'm saying? And
yep.
That is the problem with the voting for awards in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Is Hollywood wants this creative ideology. Hollywood wants to push these limits. But Hollywood also wants to cater to an audience that doesn't want to see these images change because they make them uncomfortable. And if Hollywood really wants to be progressive and really wants to show that they're ahead of the curve, they'll do like they've had to do throughout the years on several occasions and force the audience to have to make a move, force the audience to have to understand and see something visually different. And that, to me, that's my issue with this. You know what I'm saying? Is that we can't, you just can't, people cannot escape who you believe they are. And they can't even do it in a damn movie. And when they do it in a movie, it's like, but that's not the best movie. It's like, all right, well, come on. What are we doing here? Are we acting? Or what are we doing? Are we this super progressive woke Hollywood that we've been claiming to be? Or are we not? And that's where I stand on that.
Right. And anybody who's been remotely adjacent to the entertainment industry knows we ain't super woke.
We're not.
For example, let me show you how super woke I am. And I'm going to read verbatim from this Hollywood Reporter piece, which I have no gauge on whether or not this is objective, you know, like remotely objective, but I assume this is accurate information. Quote, among those excluded were Lulu Wang, The Farewell, Greta Gerwig, Little Women, Mariel Heller, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Laureen Scafaria, Hustlers, and Alma Harrell, Honey Boy.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those.
Just to show you how super woke I am, not seen any of those movies. I have not seen any of those movies. I've heard of Greta Gerwig. I know that J-Lo was in Hustlers. I thought Crazy Dude, Shia LaBeouf did Honey Boy. And I know Mr. Rogers has something to do with The Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Other than that, haven't seen any of those movies. So we are totally well qualified to be talking about this.
We can have a fair discussion on imagery, though. I don't watch movies at all.
Yeah, and then just a paragraph later, Stacy Smith, the director of the USC's, I've heard of USC, Annenberg Inclusion Initiative, blames institutional bias for eliminating these and other contenders, such as, okay, I'm going to let you jump in right after I say this, such as Cassie Lemons, Harriet,
haven't seen
Melina Matsoukas, Queen and Slim. So, and then there was one more director, Celine Sciamma, Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Okay, haven't
seen. So let's talk about Harriet and Queen and Slim.
Okay.
Which, by the way, both of which I have not seen, but I think you have thoughts on those movies, or at least one of those movies.
None of them.
Hmm. Okay. I thought you saw Harriet.
No. Remember, I refused to watch it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, again, clearly we are well qualified to opine upon this topic. I saw, by the way, a priceless ongoing thread from multiple sources about Queen and Slim, which I was like, wow. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Like, today.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah, which got super deep, super quick, and I'm like, wow. Oh, okay, wow. All right. My point is simply this. Reading this article hipped me to at least four or five pictures from four or five directors who have done another 5 or 10 movies that I have never seen, who have been recognized as should have being at least nominated for these high honors. If these women had not raised their hand or raised their voice to at least say, what the fuck? We would have gone on. Not, I would have gone on. Not even thinking about this.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. So forget about all the people who want to be butthurt by a protest or a disagreement. It's like, you can't have a discussion unless somebody's saying, let's have this discussion.
Yeah.
You know, you can't even have an argument if someone doesn't say, hey, what the fuck? So let's have either the discussion or the argument so that we can get... I mean, I don't know what actually happened with the Moonlight and La La Land thing. And I happen to actually not hate either one of those movies. I enjoyed both of them.
Okay.
La La Land was a super white movie. But something happened where somebody on stage just got it into their head that La La Land was supposed to be the winner. is what it seemed like to me. Got it into their head so hard that that was supposed to be the winner. So when the actual words were in front of them, they couldn't read that. I could be projecting my own interpretation of what actually happened onto the truth of what actually happened.
Right.
But when I was watching, I was like, wow. You know? Yeah, yeah. So, but that's just one example of, you know, why we need to have this discussion, not once, not twice, but until, not just until these, until women are nominated when they should be, until people of color are nominated when they should be, until women and people of color are cast in roles when they should be, until women and people of color are put behind the camera when they are qualified and when they have the vision to be put in those roles. But until the people who are honoring these folks represent the community of people that deserve, that have the talent and deserve to be in these roles.
Right.
And that's something that this article also got into is the, you know, the fact that the Golden Globes nominate, I think it was a stat. I'm not going to break it down. We'll put the link up and you can read it because you read better than I do. that I think the Golden Globes did a more diverse job, if you want to break it down into numbers, of nominating people in these categories than the Oscars did.
Right.
But the Oscars have put more people into the nominating body.
Right.
Because of these conversations than the Golden Globes have.
Yeah.
So
true.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see excuse me. That's going to take a lot of like the imagery, the acceptable imagery change. People are going to have to accept the different images that you're going to get. So I think we have a long time, long way to go between now and that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Meanwhile, music journalists are still saying, starting their articles about a thong with, in other news, rapper Lizzo. In right away, you've lost. If you start your article with rapper Lizzo.
Okay. You took an L.
You're already holding the L.
You took an L.
All right. Okay.
All right. Moving on from
movie. Take it away. Back to you, Trek.
Thank you, Kev. Moving on from movie magic to actual magic.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Nice. So proud.
You know what's crazy about reading this article? I like Macklemore.
The entire article?
Right. But I like Macklemore. But I'm not shocked by this.
By the way, this came up a while ago. Is this actually true?
I don't know. But the wizard on the cover was hilarious.
Let's operate under the assumption that this is entirely 100% true.
Let's pretend. Hip-Hop DX reports, Macklemore, in quote, says, I've been working hard on this magic shit. Macklemore is allegedly working on the first ever magic rap album and wants his fans to name it. So Macklemore has been relatively quiet as of late, but that's about to change faster than his fans can say abracadabra.
Was that your line?
No,
was that their line?
No, all of this is them. All this cheese is from the article.
Okay.
On Saturday, November 3rd, the Seattle bred artist shared an Instagram photo of himself dressed as a wizard and revealed he's been working on a magic rap album, which he says is the first of its kind. He also encouraged his fans to help him pick a title for the project with a contest alert. Quote, I've been working hard on this magic shit, he captioned in a photo. And now I'm combining both of my talents for the first ever magic rap album. And you, fans, get to pick the name. Drop the best album title in the comments. I'll select the best one, and whosoever wins gets a free dog. I pick the dog. I get to name it, though. That's fair. Good luck. This seems fake.
Wow, that's a lot of rules.
I like him, man. It seems fake, but it seems like it doesn't seem far-fetched. You know what I'm saying?
It's just unfake enough to maybe be real.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. A magic rap album. I've had enough already. I'm done.
Okay, first of all, rest in power, Mr. Magic. The DJ who put compilations together, who put 20 songs on a single piece of vinyl so that I could afford all the songs that I actually wanted to play when I was coming up.
Dope.
Peace to Mr. Magic.
All right.
I hope you're not rolling over hearing this. Second, when Macklemore says, I've been working hard on this magic shit, all I could think was, this is X-Lax's advertising dream.
Yep.
Partnership.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep moving.
I'm so done with this. I have no... I'm like lost on the idea of it. So what do you mean a magic rap album?
He said...
What happens?
Hey, well, that's the thing! What is that? A rap album that actually sells?
Okay, Kev, next topic. I'm not...
He said, and now I'm combining both of my talents for the first ever magic rap album.
You gotta, okay, listen.
He said both of my talents. That indicates mathematically that he has more than no talents.
He can rap. Listen. Did you just allude to the idea that a magical album in today's time would be one that actually sells?
Yes!
Oh my God. By the way, God, no,
in all seriousness,
hilarious.
To your point, Macklemore, hats off. Because, by the way, Macklemore was spitting in Seattle long before anybody, most people heard about
it. Yeah, that's why my daughter, well, not as much anymore, but when he had the little hit song out, his pop and tag song or whatever.
Yeah.
I used to tell my daughter, like, no, this dude, he been putting in work for years. Like, this isn't made up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
You roast the ones you love.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, he went real alt-right with that haircut. But other than that, I'm good.
He could stop doing... Yeah, he could just put a...
I could use a little Macklemore in a mullet or something like that.
Yeah.
It's all good.
All
right. Moving on. Take it away, Trek.
Florida man pulled over by the police claimed that that the pipe and the bag of weed weren't his.
Wait, what?
Crack, not weed. Pipe and bag of crack. Cocaine.
Different. Yeah, hence the actual title.
Yeah.
Florida man.
I'm sorry, y'all. Let me run that back. A Florida man named Zach claimed that the pipe and the bag of crack weren't his, and that they were only in the car because either the police or the wind placed them there.
Oh, man.
Look what the wind then drug in.
Joanne, let me tell you something. Zach, not Z-A-C-K, like a rational, proper, professional human being would name somebody Zach. Z-A-K. This is like a Dr. Seuss book.
But it's
look at Zach. Yeah. Zach's wind brought crack.
Oh man. So let's run the timeline down. He was pulled over for failing to stop at a stop sign. Right?
Yep.
In other words, he had a driving
totally offense. Normal.
Routine.
Yep.
Before he stopped, police knew something was up. According to the arrest report claimed by the smoking gun, Zach was seen making furtive movements and attempting to discard an an item out of the passenger window. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then the next bullet point in the article happened to be an advertisement for some reason, so I deleted it. So he was arrested and basically removed from his sedan, and they checked and they found.
Wait, run that back. What did you just say?
Did you read the bullet points of the article? The third bullet point was like a dating thing.
Oh.
So I deleted it.
Different kind of crack.
Yeah, different kind of crack. So anyway, long story short, a clear baggie was located. Basically, the police found drugs, and he's saying that those drugs, he didn't bring them in there, that either the police planted them or the wind blew them in, which sounds like something that somebody from On Crack would say. Like, the wind brought me the crack.
Oh. So Zach thought they were talking about Gak, but they were actually talking about crack.
Yes, that's what happened. That doesn't make...
Damn it, Florida.
Yeah, Florida's out here tripping a lot. Close out topic.
We're pulling for you, Florida.
We are. We really are. I'm going to move to the bonus topic, and I'm going to save some.
You are not pushing back, though. Yeah.
No, Florida is trying to lose. Like, I don't want to spend a lot of time. It's trying to fail. And, yeah, I'm done with that. Let's skip ahead to the bonus topic. So,
okay.
Couple of Spit Kicker fam felt like this would be a good topic for ours for Rap Sucks Radio.
Okay. That's always a good sign.
And they wanted Kev to come up with a title. That is always a good sign. Come up with a title for this article.
All right.
So, Kev, you got a title?
Well, you got to say what the article is.
All right. So, in a recent appearance on It's the Real podcast, God, what a terrible name for podcast. The New York rapper Cameron of Dipset explained that he gets into arguments with people over the existence of dinosaurs all the time. Basically, he's saying there's no evidence of their existence that anyone has shown him. Not that he can't be convinced, but that he's not convinced, right? And So that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Real flat Earthington.
He said he does not believe it, that the Earth is flat, by the way. My title
for
this.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said that.
Okay, what was your title? Please.
Cameron saying that he doesn't believe dinosaurs exist, right? Mm-hmm. I said, Cameron still throwing shade at Jay-Z. Basically saying he doesn't believe Jay-Z exists and he doesn't have any proof of them.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Wow. Yeah, no, I haven't come up with anything better than I did. Like, I try not to, try not to repeat my terrible material.
He doesn't seem like he's accepting too much proof that dinosaurs existed, but, you know, I want to back this up, but I guess I technically don't have any proof that I have the proof that I've accepted. So, yeah. This isn't a flat Earth thing.
The dinosaurs exist?
Yeah, I mean,
existed?
You know, you have these large bones. The only thing I question about dinosaurs is when you look at a fossil, you know, look at a fossil excavation. Right. Like, I'm like, okay, how do we know that it looked like that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, it seems like there's definitely been points in history where people just found bones and just try to like put the puzzle together and they were totally wrong. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm trying to figure out how often sort of people are wrong. You know what I mean?
Right. But yeah. First of all, I wanted to find a way to make Dips stand for Diplodocus or whatever that dinosaur's name is.
Yeah.
And then all I could land on was Dipshit Set. Let's put that aside.
I still think it's better than my title.
either it is the biggest hoax ever, because it's not like, it is literally, if you wanted to pull one over on the general public, being an archaeologist is not the way to go about doing
it. I'm like, who has the time, though, and energy exactly. for that?
Like, besides, you know nobody. What I'm going to do? I'm really good. I'm going to troll the general public. So I'm going to break out a shovel. And with my bare hands, it would be one thing if he said, I see proof that someone thinks there are dinosaurs, but I've never seen a dinosaur. That's a factual statement.
That is very much true. Yes.
But he did not say that.
No.
He said, I had no proof. It's like, you know, you kind of do.
Yeah.
And again, yeah. It falls back on the basic premise of, I think, one of the basic pillars upon which Rapsucks Radio stands. Is that if you think that humans are the best thing that this earth has ever seen, you are an idiot.
Yeah, you are sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken.
Because we kind of suck.
Yeah, and we kind of barely just got here with respect to the age of the earth.
But yeah, this is the most airtime that Cam's gotten in at least, like, you know, 10 years.
Quite a bit. Throwing shade at Jay. You are live on Rap Sucks Radio, man. We'd like to thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for rocking with us with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Dipset!
I was, you know, the best dinosaur ever is the, was that the name of the show? The Dinosaurs? When the little kid just would not claim his mother. It was like, not the mama the whole time.
Wait, what?
You don't remember that? What's the dinosaur? It's like a little homie used to say, not the mama. Because I actually say that to my wife when she's going a little too far, like telling me what to do. I'd just be like, not the mama. You know what I'm saying?
That's none of my business.
It's not my mom. It's hard for women to understand that. Anyhow, this is Rap Sucks Radio. Not no ma'am.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, holidays to all everybody. Of y'all. This is not the last episode of the year. We got one more cracking off for y'all. But please make sure you like, subscribe, comment, discuss, get down with us. We are going to go into 2020 with a bang, and y'all are going to help
us
do that.
Is this episode 40?
This is episode 40, man.
This is 40.
Yeah, so tip back a 40 for episode 40, because I'm not doing it at my age.
Pour some out for Lowrider.
Pour some out for Lowrider. And pour some out for the fact that I can't drink that anymore, ever.
Pour some out for Cameron's career.
They really gave that, tried to get us. The fact that they tried to sneak that dude an executive job while Jay-Z was out of town, nigga, what are we doing with our lives? Why did we think that that was okay? No one thought, man, this may not be the best idea. Anyway, this has been Rap Sucks Radio, man. We hope to catch y'all next time, and holla at us. On a count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3, peace. You are totally doing that on purpose, man. There's no way that you keep missing that cue. All right, man, I'm going to holla at y'all. Peace.
Peace.